The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Statisticians tell us that the average American family consists of 4.2 persons. Well, that's the Aldrich family. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich, Mary and Henry add up to 4.2. Because Henry Aldrich is a real American boy, plus a little something extra. Our scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It is evening.
But Mary, why won't you listen to reason?
Henry, I've told you, I'm not even interested.
But why, Mary, why? Is it because of something I've done to you?
Henry, I'm not going to argue with you, that's all.
All right, Mary, all right, I won't say another word. Father?
Yes?
Will you please tell Mary that she ought to listen to reason?
Henry, I'm reading my paper, and I'm not going to be mixed up with this.
But gee whiz, here it is Friday night, and if there's one thing I've been wanting to go on all winter, it's a sleigh ride.
With Mary?
No, gee whiz, with anybody.
Henry, it's Joe Graham's party. He hired the sleigh and the horses. I just can't turn around and... Henry Aldrich, you're not going, that's all.
I know why you don't want me, I know. You're afraid I'll ask some girl you don't like.
That has nothing to do with it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You name any girl in town, and I'll ask her.
But I don't want you to ask anybody.
Not anybody? You mean you want me to come alone?
Henry, you're not coming at all.
All right, Mary. Then we won't say anything more about it. We won't even mention the subject again. Only I think you ought to know that one of the reasons I was offering to was just so Joe wouldn't have to pay all the expenses.
But Joe isn't going to have to pay all the expenses.
Who else is going?
Butch Welch and some girl he's taking.
But there'd still be room for me, Mary.
Father, you've got to tell Henry he can't go.
Henry.
But, Father, there's a foot of snow out, and it's a swell night, and there's even a full moon, and Mary wants to keep it all to herself.
I don't care what you do with the moon.
But, Mary, if you'd only let me go, I'd even be willing to bring my ukulele along.
Father!
Mary, if you don't want Henry to go, why don't you tell him so and settle it?
Mother! Mother!
Well, gee whiz, after all I've done for you, Mary.
Henry, can't you find anything to do?
That's the trouble, Father. I haven't a thing I can do.
You can hand me a match if you'd like to.
Oh, yes, Father. But couldn't you take her to one side and just reason with her a little?
About what?
Haven't I made it clear about taking me?
Don't hold that match so high.
Oh, is that better?
Thank you. Mary gave you her reasons for not wanting you to go with her, so why not sit down and read a book and let me read my paper?
Read a book, Father?
Why don't you go over to Homer's?
Homer and I aren't speaking to each other.
Well, find something to do. I've had a hard day at the office.
Yes, Father.
Henry.
Yes, Father. Is even that disturbing you? Do you know what I've decided? The whole thing is just a foolish whim of hers, and I don't think you ought to give in to her.
Your father shouldn't give in to what, dear?
To Mary's whim, Mother. Mary and Joe are going on a swell sleigh ride, and Father won't make her take me.
Oh, I certainly don't see why he should.
But, Mother, you haven't been here during the details.
Sam, where is Mary?
I thought she went out to speak to you.
Well, she didn't. Oh, Henry, will you please go upstairs and see whether I left my knitting bag up there?
Yes, Mother. And then when I come back, may I please say just a couple of words about this whole thing?
Sam?
Yes, Alice?
Mary hasn't gone upstairs crying, has she?
Crying? Why should she go up crying?
Well, dear, why didn't you put your foot down and settle it for them?
Because, Alice, I didn't want to get mixed up in it.
Well, naturally, Mary doesn't want her brother tagging along on a sleigh ride, especially when she's going with Joe Graham.
Mother!
Yes, Mary?
Will you please tell Henry that he's not supposed to go rummaging through my room?
But, Mary, I sent him up there to get my knitting bag.
But it isn't up there, Mother, and I'm simply ashamed of him.
Why?
Mother, he tries to barge in on everything.
Oh, he doesn't try to barge in on everything, does he? You know how friendly he is.
But that's the trouble. He overdoes it.
Now, Mary, is it so unreasonable if Henry wants to go on your sleigh ride? Well, I can remember when your father and I used to go on sleigh rides all the time. Didn't we, Sam?
What's that?
I'll be just saying, dear, how it's perfectly normal for anyone to want to go on a sleigh ride.
Yes, Mary.
Yes, Father.
How many will your sleigh hold?
Father, you and Mother aren't going along, are you?
No, dear, of course we aren't. It'll be quite enough if you just take Henry.
On a sleigh ride? He's going with us?
Mary, why couldn't you ask him to?
But, Mother, I don't want to ask him.
Sam, what do you think about it?
About what? Alice, I don't want to get involved in this.
Sam, I think the least you can do is take a little interest in your own family.
Oh.
Well, dear, we have a problem to be solved here. Henry's going to go off saying his feelings have been hurt, and Mary's going off saying her feelings have been hurt.
Because of me?
Sam, I'm ashamed of you.
Mother, here's your knitting bag.
Thank you, dear.
I'll answer the phone.
I'll answer it, Father.
I'll answer it, thank you.
Father, I'd be glad to.
Please stay there.
Sam, I want you to come back when you're through and help decide this.
I have something I've got to do in the kitchen first.
Listen, Mary, will this help you see things my way?
Henry, my entire evening's been ruined.
Now, dear, let's not be so dramatic. You're hurting Henry.
I'll say. Gee whiz, she makes me feel just as though I weren't wanted.
But, Mother, I haven't really got to take him, have I?
Mother, you mean she wants me?
We haven't decided, dear, whether she wants you or not. We're simply talking it over.
Henry!
Yes, Father?
Do you know anyone by the name of Lolly?
Lolly?
That's the way it sounded to me.
Lolly? Lolly.
But whoever she is, she wants to talk to you on the telephone.
Lolly? Yes, Father, I'll be right there.
Mother.
Lolly, gee whiz. Hello?
Hello? Is this Henry?
Yes.
Well, this is Lolly.
Who's Lolly?
Just a minute, Henry.
What?
Hello?
Homer, is that you?
Yeah, I just wanted to call you, Henry, and tell you I forgive you.
For what?
For getting sore at me when I pushed you off your seat in assembly today.
Well, I got the deuce for that, Homer.
Well, look, Henry, come on over to my girl's house.
I can't. I'm going on a sleigh ride, I think.
With who?
With a crowd.
Why can't Lolly and I go with you, Henry?
No, Homer, you couldn't possibly go.
Why not?
Because, Homer, you couldn't.
Oh, I see. You're still sore at me.
No, I'm not, Homer. You just can't go.
But, Henry, can't you at least ask?
No.
What harm will it do? Or are you sore?
Well, wait, Homer. I'll ask, but it won't do any good, though.
Henry Aldrich, if you ask Homer Brown to go with us, I'll never speak to you again.
Quiet, Mary. Hello, Homer? Homer, hello? Homer! Now look at what you've done, Mary. You've offended the only good friend I ever had.
Children, I want both of you to stop quarreling.
But I'm only protecting my rights, Mother.
Mary, you're simply making a mountain out of a molehill.
A molehill?
Mary, I've never seen you act this way before.
But I've never had anything like this happen to me before.
But Homer isn't going.
Mary!
Yes, Father?
Joe Graham's out here in the hall.
He is. Oh, my gracious.
Mary, stop running around in circles. Sam, tell Joe to come in.
Mother, if Henry has to go along with us, what will the whole town say?
Well, what will they say?
But I can't go out on a date without bringing my whole family.
Good evening, Mrs. Orridge.
Good evening, Joe. You look as though you were dressed for a sleigh ride.
I am. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Well, aren't you ready to go?
Not quite. Mother, were you going to stay here while I'm out of the room?
Now, Mary.
What's up?
Joe, she's afraid you're going to be insulted over something.
Mother.
What's the trouble?
Mother.
Joe, Henry wants to go with you.
What's that?
Yes, Joe.
Well, that's fine.
Dear Mary, see that? Joe didn't hit the ceiling.
No, not at all.
Joe, you're only being polite.
Why? I'm not being polite. Why, I'd be glad to have Henry come along.
Of course. And when you get through, you can all come back here and have some sandwiches.
With Henry, Mother?
Now, dear, I'm going out to the kitchen and see what's in the icebox.
Well...
If you aren't a nice one, Joe, why didn't you say you didn't want him to go along?
How could I? Right in front of your mother.
Well, you could have backed me up, couldn't you?
Now, listen, all I was doing was being polite.
But, Joe, you practically begged him to go.
I begged him to go. Listen, the next thing I know, you'll be wanting to take your whole family and saying that I asked them.
Joe, I'm a little bit surprised at you.
What? You mean you're surprised? Listen, Mary, I like Henry. He's a nice kid. But he hasn't any right to go on the sleigh ride.
What do you mean he hasn't any right? You don't want him to go.
That isn't the point. Are you going to insist on taking him?
That isn't what I asked you.
Are you taking him?
Yes, I am. Of course I'm taking my own brother.
That's all I wanted to know. That's all I... Where's my hat and coat?
Right there on that chair.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe.
Who's that?
It's Butch. Are you all ready?
For what?
Well, for the sleigh ride. What do you think?
Oh, you and Gracie go.
Alone?
Yes.
Hey, what's the idea?
I'm going upstairs and take these heavy clothes off.
Listen, Joe, what's the trouble? Don't you like Gracie? If you don't, Joe, why don't you say so?
Butch, Mary wants to take Henry.
Henry?
Henry? That's right, Henry.
Well, why don't you put your foot down?
I have. What do you think I was just doing?
Boy, if it was anybody else but that kid, why don't you tell Mary to lock him up?
Now, wait a minute, Butch. You can't talk about him like that.
What do you mean I can't?
Well, there isn't a nicer kid in this town. Why, he'd do anything in the world for you.
All right, why doesn't he stay home then?
But, Butch, can you give any good reason why he shouldn't go with us?
Yeah, I could give you a million.
Now, listen, Butch, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Joe, is Mary here in the living room?
No.
Well, did she tell you what I'm taking?
What?
My ukulele.
Good.
Sure, fine. That's all we need.
Okay, gee, I'm glad I thought of it.
Henry!
Yes, Father?
Is there somebody in this town named Suki?
Suki? Suki?
Suki. She wants to speak to you on the telephone.
Suki? She wants to speak to me?
Well, Joe, a ukulele.
But, Butch, what harm will it do?
The next thing, you'll be wanting to take along the whole family.
Now, wait a minute, Butch. You can't talk like that right here in my girl's house.
Well, are you two still here?
Yes, we are. And what do you think? Butch doesn't want to take Henry.
Butch doesn't want to?
Yeah, that's what he said. And after your own mother had been generous enough to offer to make sandwiches for us.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, my goodness.
But, Joe, you and I are paying for the horses.
But Henry's willing to pay for his share, Butch.
What's that?
Yes, he is.
He's willing to pay for one third?
Well, Butch, I hope you don't think my brother is the kind that wouldn't be willing to pay his way.
Oh, no, Mary, I didn't mean that. As a matter of fact, I've always liked the kid. Why doesn't he come along? Sure, why not?
Oh, my goodness, I wish you boys would make up your minds. Wait here while I go up and put my heavy clothes back on.
And tell Henry to bring his ukulele.
Henry! Henry!
What, Mary?
I want to tell you something.
Well, I'm talking to Suki.
Well, I'll be down in a few minutes.
Hello? Hello?
Who are you talking to, Henry?
That was my sister going by. She gets very excited all the time.
Well, Henry, the reason I called was, are you doing anything this evening?
Who, me?
I guess you think I'm terrible asking you.
Well, the only thing is, gee, I never thought you knew I existed.
Who? I?
Sure.
Would you like to come over this evening, Henry?
Well, how would you like to go on a swell, on a sleigh ride, I think?
On a sleigh ride, Henry? On a cold night like this?
Don't you like the cold?
I hate the cold. Why don't you just come over here? We'll sit and visit in our warm living room.
You really want me to? How long before you want me to come over?
Just as soon as you can.
Well, gee, I mean...
Are you sure you don't mind, Henry?
Well, gee, it's the one thing. It's look, I'll start right away. Goodbye, Suki.
Goodbye, Henry.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Where are you?
I'm getting my things on.
Well, dear, be sure to wear a muffler and a heavy sweater.
Yes, Mother, I've got them. Goodbye.
Henry, are you going out alone?
Sure, Mother, over to Suki's.
Who?
Suki's.
Aren't you going with Mary?
With Mary? Oh, no, Mother.
Wait a minute, Henry. Why aren't you?
I don't want to. I changed my mind.
You changed your mind?
Yes, Mother. Goodbye.
But, Henry...
Mother!
Well...
Mother, may I wear your blue... Mother? What's the matter?
Not a thing.
But why don't you answer me?
Never mind, Mary. But I think you ought to be completely ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed of myself?
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
I have a little surprise for you.
What is it?
Get your things on in a few minutes. I just phoned the stables and hired a sleigh.
For just the two of us?
Yep.
Well, dear, I can't go off on any sleigh ride when my whole family's upset.
Over what?
Mother, what's happened?
Mary, don't you realize your own brother just went off terribly hurt?
Hurt?
Yes, dear, of course. He knows when he's not wanted.
But, Mother, we decided to take him. In fact, Joe and Butch both want him to go.
Not very much, though.
But we do, Mother.
Alice, what's happened?
Sam, this is entirely your fault.
What have I done?
Dear, you've let Mary send her own brother off sulking.
Where?
Over to Suki's.
Sulking? At Suki's?
Wherever he went, I'm going to find him.
Why?
I'm going to take Henry with us on that sleigh ride now, and it's the last thing I ever do.
But getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. After disrupting the entire family over the question as to whether he may or may not go on a sleigh ride, Henry suddenly decides to spend the evening with a girl who doesn't care for sleigh rides. In fact, she simply hates the cold. The scene opens 10 minutes later in the Aldrich living room. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are speaking. But, Alice, I thought you hinted that you would like to go for a sleigh ride.
Sam, dear, earlier in the evening I did wish we could go, but I couldn't possibly go off having a good time without first making sure the children are going to straighten everything out.
Well, then we won't go. Where's Mary?
She's gone over to Suki's to get Henry.
What for?
To tell him he's to go with her. You'd better see who's at the door, dear.
It's probably Mary back.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
Well, Homer.
Will you tell Henry Lolly and I are here?
Henry?
Sam, who is it?
It's me and my girl, Mrs. Aldrich. We're ready to go on the sleigh ride with Henry.
Well, dear, are you quite sure you were to go along?
Well, I certainly understood we were.
When did he ask you?
Just a little while ago on the telephone. In fact, just before we got cut off, I heard Mary say, Henry, if Homer doesn't go along, I'll never speak to you again.
Well, Homer, I'm very much afraid Henry isn't here.
Where is he?
He's over at Suki's.
At Suki's?
Yes.
Oh, at Suki's. Well, we'll go right over. Gee, they're probably waiting for us.
Are you uncomfortable, Henry?
Well, would you mind if I should put this cushion on the floor?
No, not at all.
I've always wondered what the inside of your house would be like.
Do you like it?
Sure. You know what I've always said?
What?
All you have to do is see a person and you can tell what their living room is going to be like.
Really?
Sure. You take Willie Marshall. You know how stingy he is?
What's his living room like?
Long and narrow. And boy, they won't even let you open the piano.
Not ever.
Never when I'm there. And gee whiz, what harm could I do? I'm not even interested in pianos.
Oh, I love a piano.
Well, so do I. Don't misunderstand me. I just don't like Willie's piano. Do you ever skate?
Do you?
Oh, gee, do I.
Henry, I simply detest skating.
You do? Is that right? Well, frankly, I don't care for it very much myself.
You don't?
What is there to it? Now, you take swimming. Boy, it's the same lake, but I don't know. Do you like swimming?
Oh, I hate to swim, Henry.
You do? Well, as a matter of fact, it's very refreshing to find somebody as frank as you.
What is there to swimming?
That's what I say. It's either too hot or too cold. And you wear yourself getting across the lake, and then you have to swim all the way back.
My, we have a lot of taste in common, haven't we?
I'll say we have.
And I'm so glad you don't like to go sleigh riding. You know, my mother and father like to go, but I can't stand it.
Boy, did you save my life.
Really?
Gee, the whole gang practically insisted that I go along, and I was trying to be polite.
You must be terribly popular, Henry.
Do you like fellas who are popular?
Sarah Sue?
Yes, Father?
How did Henry happen to go home?
Oh, he hasn't. He's right here.
Yes, he's still here?
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Matthews.
Well, you and Sarah Sue were so quiet, I thought you'd gone home.
Well, do you think I ought to be going?
Oh, no, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, it's a nice change to have a boy in the house that isn't noisy.
Thank you, Mr. Matthews.
Has Mother gone to bed?
No, no, she's upstairs reading. And don't worry, I'm going back up with her.
Mr. Matthews, if we get to talking too loud, you just be frank and call down.
Thank you, Henry.
Your father's certainly a nice person.
You made an awful hit with him. And, Henry, I don't know when I've had a nicer evening.
Do you want me to put another log on the fire?
My gracious, I wonder who that could be.
Gee whiz, I hope whoever that is, they don't disturb your folks.
I guess I better see who's there. Is Henry here?
Mary, is that you?
Yes, Henry, and I've only got a second. You get your things on right away and come along with us.
Why?
For the sleigh ride.
But, Mary, I'm not going.
But you've got to, Henry.
But isn't it clear I don't want to?
Now, Henry, there's no use in trying to make out your feelings are that hurt. Get on your things and come along, and Suki, too.
For a sleigh ride?
Yes. Joe and Butch and his girl are all out in front in the sleigh.
But, Mary, we're not interested in going.
Henry, do I have to get down on my knees and apologize?
What for? Gee whiz, I can sit in the house here by the fire if I want to, can't I?
No.
Why?
Because, Henry, you simply misunderstood us. Joe and Butch wanted you to go all the time. Now, please get your things on.
No.
All right, Henry, I'll tell Mother. Where's the phone?
You don't have to tell her. Suki, where's the phone?
It's right here in the hall.
Gee whiz, anybody think... Imagine.
No.
number, please?
Elm 303.
Elm 303.
Henry, I'm simply disgusted. If you were a little offended, that's one thing, but you certainly don't have to keep on sulking.
I'm sulking?
Henry?
Yes, Mr. Matthews?
Remember what you told me? If you happen to be talking too loud, I should let you know.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Matthews.
Hello?
Hello, is this you, Father?
It is.
Well, Father, could you please tell Mary to leave me alone?
What's the trouble?
I don't see why. If I don't want to go, I have to.
Henry, aren't you and Mary old enough to settle this between yourselves?
Henry, let me speak to him.
Wait a minute, Mary.
Henry, will you please let me speak to my own father?
Well, Mary, it isn't necessary to push me off the chair, is it?
I'm sorry. Father! Father!
Who is this?
It's Mary, and Henry is simply being stubborn.
I am not!
Mary, this is something I don't know anything about. If Henry doesn't want to spend his money on a sleigh ride, I don't think you should make him.
But, Father, it isn't a case of paying.
Sam, let me have the phone.
Now, wait a minute, Alice.
Mary!
Is this you, Mother?
Yes, dear, and I don't think it's very nice of you to go all the way over there just to talk Henry into not going.
Is that, Mother? Let me talk to her.
Stop it!
Hey, Mary, do you want it to freeze out here?
Joe, you just have to wait. Mother! Mother!
What did she say, Mary?
Henry! Mary, hurry up!
Well, Joe, now you've made me lose my mother!
Henry!
Yes, Mr. Matthews?
We can still hear you up here.
Number, please.
Operator, I was talking with Elm 303.
Quiet, Mary.
Elm 303? I'm sorry, but Elm 303 does not answer.
But, operator, it must answer. I was just talking with them.
Sarah Sue, is there a door open downstairs?
Yes, Father. I think it's the front door.
Joe, would you mind closing the door you left open?
Sure.
Operator, are you ringing my mother?
I'm trying to get your party.
Well, gee whiz, if this isn't embarrassing.
Hey, Joe, what's going on in here?
They won't come, Butch.
We don't want to come.
Sarah Sue, is anyone down there besides you and Henry?
Well, I'll tell you, Father.
It's just a couple of friends, Mr. Matthews, that happened to drop in.
Please keep that front door closed.
Yes, Mr. Matthews. Mary, won't you hang up and go?
No, Henry. I can't go without Mother's permission.
But don't you realize what you're doing to me?
Who's that?
I haven't any idea.
Say, is Henry Aldrich here?
Now, listen, Homer. What do you want?
Henry Aldrich, did you ask Homer?
I did not.
You did too, Henry. Even told me to bring my girl.
Sarah Sue, your mother doesn't mind you having one or two guests. But you didn't tell us you were going to have a party here.
But, Father, I'm not. Mr. Matthews, if Henry and Suki will only go out and get on our sleigh, we'll all leave.
All right, why don't you go?
Because Suki doesn't want to.
Well, why not? It's a great night and it'll do her good.
Father, please don't send me out into the cold.
Who's that at the door?
It's probably my girl, frozen to death. Come on in, Lolly.
This isn't Lolly.
Father, how did you get over here?
I drove your mother over. What's going on here?
Henry, dear, I've never been so mortified.
Operator, never mind. My mother's here.
Sam, are you warm enough?
Yes, Alice. Are you?
I've never so warm in my life. Aren't the stars lovely?
Get up there.
How about you folks in back? Are you comfortable?
Yes, we're fine. Mrs. Matthews is just saying we'd forgotten how pleasant it is to ride in a sleigh.
Yes?
Get up there. Look, I wonder how the children are.
Get up there.
Are you warm enough, Joe?
Move over a little closer.
Is that better? I wonder how the others are.
Get up there. You know, Gracie, as a matter of fact, I'm glad just the two of us took this sleigh. Gracie, are you asleep?
Get up there. Are you warm enough, Suki?
Yes, I'm quite warm, Henry.
You know, Suki, as long as your father made us get out of the house anyhow, this was a swell idea of yours.
Oh, yes. I much prefer a closed carriage to an open sleigh.
Would you like that lap robe that's on the back seat?
Yes, I think I would.
Okay. Well, gee whiz.
What's the trouble?
It seems to be fastened.
Now, listen, Henry, let go of my overcoat.
Homer, how did you and Lolly get in here?
again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith.